This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and I hope you do. Hope you pass along our clips the way other people do with all those other folks out there. And the reason for it is we believe we're relevant. We believe at our over here, when my team, when we put together a show, we feel like it is one of the best ways that you could cover a topic that's out there. Is it the only way? No. Absolutely not. But radio, let me tell you, the different points of view that you get on radio are fascinating on the conservative side. On the left, they're easy to predict. Easy. I could tell you what Tom Hart, what Al Sharpton, what Roland Martin, I can tell you what any of those clowns are going to say any day of the week. You tell me the topic, I'll tell you the talking points. With us, it's different. It's different angles. It's from different points of view. You want to know why? Because we don't, I'm going to use a terminology that people use all the time, but we think outside the box. The real fact of the matter is for conservatives, there is no box. If you followed anything that I do, my motivational speeches, my speeches to tell people how to think, I tell you, there is no box. The minute that somebody, he thinks outside the box. Well, who put him in the box? And who, where did the box originate? I start asking you questions like, you know, give me the origins of the universe. Because for me, that's the box. What you do is you think more like God intended you to think. See, that's the way you really think. And what it is there's a collective spirit amongst conservatives that binds us. And that's stronger than anything the left can do. Even their hatred of us, which binds them, that's what binds the left. They are in boxes. They are in silos. They're anti-war, anti-cop, anti-capitalist, anti-this, anti-that. They have their boxes, and they rarely, quite frankly, care about anything other than their hatred of us. And you know what we care, what binds us is our love of humanity, our belief in a system that says man intrinsically wants to do right. He doesn't always do it, and many of them lose that gene. For whatever reason, it gets irradiated, it goes away. So there are bad people. But we know that man, at his core, wants to be conservative. They fight for it. Even leftists, they raise their kids the way you raise your kids. Isn't that funny? They want to be in neighborhoods like yours. Ask a leftist if they want to live in a neighborhood of the people they, and I'm using my finger quotes, help. They don't. Would they live in the barrio ese? No. Would they live in the hood? Of course not. But they'll live in their gated communities and tell you, oh, how great the work they do and how much it's changing the hood. But they would never live there. Oh, yeah, there's the occasional gentrification, but that's when they know somebody else. They get a whisper. There's a big developer that's going to develop the hood. You get in early. And they go, I'm going to go live in the hood. I'm such an amazing person. Look at me. I'm going to live in the hood. And then they go buy a house for $50,000 and sell it 3 years later for $500,000 and say, I helped black people. Yeah, you sure did. You helped them out of their homes for a fraction of the price so you could make a profit and feel good that you helped people in the hood. Yeah. He ain't fooling this black man. I know exactly what's going on. You, on the other hand, you will go as conservatives and build homes and tell people, you do realize you're sitting on a gold mine here, Miss Ethel. Let's get you up then. Let's get this house repaired and get you some, you know, something else so you can retire. We want to help people get more out of what they do. That's our, in our nature. Anyway, tons going on. Didn't cover the bombing yesterday. Should have. I really should. And I tell you, you know, what do you say? What do you say? Do you feel safe? This is a simple question. Look, I've got to go to Paris. You know what everybody says the minute I tell them to go to, I've got to go to Paris? They don't go, oh my gosh, what an amazing trip, Kevin. They go, man, be safe over there. Has the world changed or what? Thank you, Barack Obama. Paris is supposed to be, I mean, I lived there for a little bit. But Paris conjures up you know, feelings of love, amour, you know? Very, you get very, you know, sentimental and what, I don't know, I'm trying to get tap into my Frenchman here, but you get something, right? Paris conjures up this feeling inside of you of I don't know, this airy, I just think of love, I really do. And it has all, having lived there and traveled there, I can tell you, that's what people feel. They feel like free and open. Not anymore. My dry cleaner, her daughter just brought her, on her for her 60th birthday, took her to Paris. And she said, she's got a real squeaky voice. Kevin, I loved it! You know, God, I can hardly listen to her because it hurts my ears. But she's such a nice lady. But she says, no, I didn't feel anything. I felt very free. This was like a month ago. She just got back. Congratulations to her for her 60th birthday. And because I asked her, I said, you know, the State Department put out warnings and this, that, and the other. She's like, no, I didn't feel any of that. But let me tell you, she goes, I just ignored it. Kind of like, I know my time is going to come one day. It's probably going to be at the hands of a Muslim cutting off my head. But that's okay. She didn't go that far. But she was, you know, essentially saying, if it happens, it happens. I, on the other hand, and I'm telling you, outside of her, to a person, everybody has said to me, man, be careful. They haven't said, oh my gosh, Kevin, have you been? You're going to have a great time. Oh, I'd love to go. Nothing. There's been none of that. When you say Paris, people are supposed to go, wow, oh my goodness. They're not doing that. That's the new world. Now, they might have said that for Italy because there hasn't been as many attacks. I don't know why they aren't attacking the Italians. But if I'd said Brussels, if I'd said Belgium, when I used to tell people I was going to Egypt, they would go, oh my gosh, man, you see, if you say I'm going to Egypt today, they go, man, you better be safe. Man, you sure they check on you. So we got to cover this, the bombing. And it's the new world, folks. And the only thing I can tell you is you got to think about what just happened. Donald Trump goes to the Middle East, has his meetings, says we're going to crack down on terror. And the terrorists say, okay, let's make a statement. Boom, they make it in the UK. You'd be crazy to dismiss that as not one of the reasons why that happened. Now, they didn't choose Paris. They didn't choose Brussels or Germany this time. They chose the UK, so they're moving it around. I would just say start connecting the dots. But what a tragedy. What a tragedy. Think about the next time you want to send your children to a concert, you know, which is a rite of passage. That's what kids do. That's one of the things you do as a teenager. You say, oh, I went to see so-and-so, I went to see this. Think about what happened in Paris where 130-something people were killed in an event similar. It's this unsafe world out there, folks, and it's because of liberals. And they wonder why we fight so hard. Back to
this. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I was looking at the British attacks over the years because obviously we just had one recently with the Ariana Grande concert, and we'll get more into the details of that. Roughly 20 people killed, 50 people injured, definite suicide attack. And what's funny, when you used to think about British attacks, when I was growing up, and probably when most of you were growing up, it was usually the Irish Republican Army, what they call the IRA. Not your investment account, but those mean-spirited Irishmen. And the IRA would bomb one or two things. And I could go back and give you some ideas, like they bombed the Hammersmith Bridge in London. They fired an RPG at MI6 headquarters in London. These are attacks that happened in the new millennium, 2000. They didn't wait a minute before they said, oh no, it's not over. The Irish, we will get you. Then Herndon Post Office got bombed. This was April 16th. On May the 6th, they detonated a bomb in a London postal sorting office. I don't know why the IRA chooses that. They choose strange things to bomb. If you look at the list of stuff, it's really crazy. And most of it was meant to do more damage to buildings and things than it was really to people. Like there was a an IRA bomb that exploded in Ealing, West London. It injured 7 people. It didn't kill anybody. A car bomb in Birmingham in November the 4th of 2001. But then there was a sudden shift in the bombings in London. Happened around 2006, 2007. You started seeing different things happening. The IRA sort of backed away a little bit. And suddenly, Islamic extremists started bombing. So central London had bombing. Separate Islamic suicide bombers targeted civilians during the morning rush hour. 3 bombs got detonated on 3 separate trains in the London Underground. I don't know if you guys remember this. They said it was the worst terror attack since the 1988 Lockerbie bombing and the first Islamic suicide attack in the country. That was July the 7th of 2005. The first Islamic attack. Now let me give you some others. January through February, there was a guy by the name of Miles Cooper letter bombing campaign. Miles Cooper said he was motivated by anti-authoritarianism, Glasgow International Airport got attacked on June 30th of 2070, Islamic terrorist. May 22nd of 2008, Exeter attempted bombing in a cafe toilet by an Islamic extremist. It injured only the perp. Then you start getting into other. There was a lone wolf attack, a guy by the name of Pavlo Lapshin. He attacked he's a Ukrainian student. He attacked and stabbed Mohammed Salim, and he said he wanted to start a race war. And that was in 2013. What's interesting about that one is this guy is saying, I know this sounds really, it may sound bad, but he's seeing the writing on the wall. He's going, these Islamists are not going to let us go. So a guy that was funny, in Britain, a Ukrainian student stabs a Muslim guy because he says he wants to start a race war. He also detonated a homemade bomb near a mosque in Wolverhampton and attacked the mosque in Tempton. On the 22nd of May, British soldier Lee Rigby, you guys remember this one, he was murdered in an attack in Woolwich by Michael Abdullahu. And Michael Abdullawe, these guys got sentenced to life in prison. I'm just giving you sort of a backdrop of the terror that's been happening in the UK. On December the 5th of 2015, a man with a knife attacked 3 people at Leytonstone Tube Station in East London. The attacker was a 29-year-old Mujahideen Mir who was shouting, "This is for Syria!" On June 16th, of 2016, Labour MP Joe Cox was killed by Thomas Mayer, 52, who shouted Britain first, during an attack. And Cox was fatally stabbed and shot outside, shot outside the library in Birstall. 22nd of March of 2017, Khalid Massoud, I love how they put this, a British man, born in Kent, as Adrian Elms, drove a car into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before crashing the vehicle into the Palace of Westminster perimeter. The Palace of Westminster's perimeter. He then entered the grounds, the meeting place of Parliament, before he got confronted by police, who he stabbed before he shot himself. And then, of course, the attack from yesterday. So what's interesting is, as you look at these attacks, they escalated, but you don't see the IRA. The IRA is pretty much gone. And now, most of the attacks are Muslim-related. You can go look, you can verify this information for yourselves. But I just found it interesting that we're starting to escalate. And by the way, that's true of almost anywhere you go. You look in Germany, you look at who attacks who. You know, and Germany doesn't have like a problem with like the Irish. There's not some rogue group of Germans and Celts or something that want to get back at Germany. But they have an Islamic problem, that's for sure. Now, there were other attacks that were prevented or during this time. And I could list the number of prevented attacks. I mean, it's crazy. Let me give you a couple. July 21st, London bombings, would-be suiciders on public transport, they failed to detonate. Talbot Street bomb-making hall, that didn't go off. Plot to behead a British Muslim soldier, that failed. London car bombs on June 29th. I mean,
they thwarted person after person. The guy, the British thwarted a suspected plot to kill Abdullah of Saudi Arabia during a visit to Britain, and on and on. Now, I'm not, what I'm getting at is that these attacks are, I don't know who's planning what, I don't know what's going on, but it goes both ways. But what I can tell you is, if you look at the numbers, these things are escalating. And they're escalating everywhere. I don't know if you'd want to know, quite frankly, in the United States, the number of terror attacks that are thwarted. And now that we actually have an administration, I'll get it out. If we have an administration that really cares about your safety, you better know there's going to be a crackdown on this. I hope that President Trump exposes all of the different things that they crack down on so people have a general idea of what's going on here. See, we don't know. Barack Obama said, no, Muslims are good. No, this is only San Bernardino. You know, it's only a couple things here and there. No, it's not. These people are plotting. They are working hard, getting arms in and all kinds of things. And what's funny is, if the government were real, were truthful about it, they would just say, okay, look, guys, in Timbuktu, Kansas, there's a Muslim training facility of radicals, and we just went in and raided it and we shut it down. We did the same thing in Kentucky. We did the same thing in Indiana. We did the same thing, whatever. If they told us the truth, we would be probably, it would turn the tide. We would say, you know what? No more mosque, or you're not going to make a mosque the equivalent of a church. We would crack down on it because our public opinion would change, because we would know the truth. They are keeping the truth away from you intentionally. Wouldn't you like to know how many of these things? But Barack Obama saw, you know, we thwarted a lot of attacks. Well, from whom? Irish? Buddhist? Catholic nuns?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So let me make one point of clarity. I was talking about these British attacks, and I mentioned that prior to 2005, there had been no Islamic attacks in Britain. Now, when you think about multiculturalization, over a period of decades, you're bringing in these folks, and you're trying to showcase to the world that you're all PC, politically correct, you want to multiculturalize, blah, blah, blah. So you bring in these British Muslims, They finally get to a point of culturalization, and there's no beef between the Brits and the Muslims. No beef at all. And now, keep in mind, most of the attacks leading up to this point were the Irish. Big beef, reason, and if you want to go do the history of it, Britain forcing themselves onto the Irish, yada, yada. You know, they got out in Scotland, and you can understand the history of it. Go watch Braveheart. You'll get a bit, kind of an idea of it. You understand why the Irish are mad. Now, that doesn't mean that they should act like idiots and bomb places and do stuff, but they did. And the IRA was notorious for bombings up until the new millennium. But in 2005, there was a shift. In that shift, the Muslims started bombing Brits. For what? They've been assimilating for decades. There's nothing going on with Britain except the Islamization of Britain. Nobody's beefing with them. Nobody's creating any strife on behalf of Muslims. There's no internal war between, you know, anybody and the Muslims inside of Britain. But suddenly, there was a shift. And all of a sudden, the Muslims start bombing, you know, the Brits. And most of the terror attacks in Britain had Muslim behind it. Could have been converted Muslims. In one case, I know that was one of the terror attacks, homegrown, in other words, or it could have been some that, you know, still had their Muslim roots and, you know, whatever else, Arabic roots from wherever country they were. But there was an undoubted escalation of Muslim attacks in Britain that started in 2005 and continues to this day. Now, ask yourself, what caused it? What flipped the switch? There's nothing the Brits did. The British have invited Muslims into their country, into their culture, and suddenly there's a rash of Muslims committing jihad. Well, you know the answer. The answer is when you bring terrorists into your midst and you're shocked that suddenly there's terror. Multiple bombings of train stations, they call them tubes over there. You know, the subway system. Multiple bombings of those. Multiple bombings in malls and bridges and whatever else. Just out of the blue. Now, if you want to ignore that, feel free. But there's a direct correlation. The same way, there's a direct correlation to the amount of rape It happens in these cultures. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The bombings will, as soon as, and I'll use this as an example, as soon as, say, Sweden or Norway starts pushing back substantially on Muslims about the rape culture of the men and the various other cultural disjoints that occur between their culture and the Muslim culture, they're going to start getting bombed. France. I don't even know why they're picking on France. Why they decide that that's going to be the epicenter. Probably because, being honest, most people want to go there. When you go to Europe, you may, look, I've been to London. London, go see Big Ben, go see the Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey and blah, blah, blah. And you go, and okay, big deal. But when you go to Paris, man, and maybe I have an affinity because I happen to speak French and study, you know, French. But maybe that's an affinity. But I think most people, if you say London or Paris, most people would say Paris. So it's become sort of this European mecca for travel, et cetera. So why not make it, if you're going to do terror, do it in a capital where people are like, oh, I don't know about Paris. I just said earlier, I'm going to Paris, and everybody's afraid. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't taking precautions. So, but you don't go anymore as a tourist and to visit and to, I will go to the Champs-Élysées and the Louvre and whatever, and you just don't do it. You don't, it isn't the same feel. I can tell you this, I haven't gotten my agenda yet, but whatever it is, I'm sticking to it, and I'm going to have alternate plans. I'm going to have friends in high places going, hey, just in case. Because I don't want to be on some YouTube video where, you know, getting my head cut off. I mean, I'll go down like a dude, like a man, but I'm just saying, I don't want to be that dude. So I'm telling you, I'm going to be on the lookout. I'm going to have precautions, but we're not taking it that way anymore. You can't take it as, wow, it's going to be great. Because guess what? Ho-hum, another terror attack. Where would the next one be? You want to predict it? And the timing, as I said, is pretty interesting that Donald Trump's over in the Middle East and now in Israel, and they decide we're going to do a terror attack in a new location. If it had been Paris, you'd go, well, we understand. No, it's in London now. I mean, in Britain, in the UK, in Manchester specifically. And so the other sad part about this, and from my perspective, is that they attack things that you know are to the core of who you are. I'm not an Ariana Grande is probably a really good singer. I mean, I've heard her songs, and she seems very talented. I know she's a little wacky, but so are most of these musicians. I don't know why people that feel like they have a talent with their voice have some sort of, you know, special red carpet in life, but we give them that. You know, I mean, my voice is what it is, right? I'm on the radio. I don't have millions of fans. I do have millions of fans, but I don't have the throngs that Ariana Grande has or that Bruno Mars has. And I'm going to talk about that in a whole other segment some other time. But the amount of power we give them, but they draw people in, right? But they fill the stadiums. And you know who they fill the stadiums with? Your boys and girls. Your children. And whether you like it or not, doesn't matter about political. Forget politics. Your kids like the melodic tones of these people's voices, and they want to go see them. They want to see the show. The same way I want to go see Cirque du Soleil or the Blue Man Group or the Lion King. They want to see these shows. And so we gather all in these one single places, unarmed and pretty much at the mercy of whatever some terrorist decides to do at that moment. That's why it's called terror. So we put our children at risk. We put our society at risk. And you know what leftists do? They say, get over it. It's not all of them. You can't condemn all the Muslims. No, you can't. Nor would I want to. But you know what I can condemn? Pretty much every time one of these types of attacks happens, I know exactly who did it. When I heard of this attack, immediately, I didn't go, whoa, I would be politically incorrect to say, but I think it's a Muslim attack. I said, this is a terror attack committed by Muslims, and here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, it was a lone wolf attack, and we're sure that we got the guy, and I'll be a son of a gun. Here's what it says. Manchester police confirmed in a statement that the death toll from the attack climbed to 22 and 59 injured. Originally, but when I first heard the story, they said it was 19, then it went to 20. This is why I always wait. It's 22. They said 50 people injured. It's 59. They also said that the suspect attacker appeared to perish at the site. They didn't know at the time. Now, he's perished at the site, and I love this part. Their preliminary investigation seemed to indicate that there was one lone attacker. Can we write these narratives ourselves or what? Do we really need the press to tell us what's going on? A bomb goes off at a concert. It's not Catholic nuns, it's not Buddhist priests, Buddhist monks, or Catholic priests, or name whatever, it's not Wiccans. It's Muslims. It's jihadists. In London, in a place where they've done nothing to the Muslims except ingratiate them and bring them in, and these ingrates bomb their most precious commodity, their people. They try to commit fear. That's not the word I meant to say. You know, they want fear in the populace. Because that's what they're about. That's the way they want to show you they're the religion of peace. Well, we will bomb you until you capitulate and then you will see peace. Oh, so you want me to trust you on that? Muslims? You want me to trust that you're going to beat me into submission, but once I've submitted, then it's all good. Then we're just going to live amongst each other like good old, you know, part of the caliphate and good old fashioned Muslims and all live in peace and harmony. Is that what you're telling me? Who's going to be the leaders? Is it going to be the Khomeinis? Is it going to be the imams? Or can I be a leader amongst myself? Will I be killed if I decide I don't want to follow what the imam says or what the Khomeini says or whatever? Of course I will. I'd be killed. So, in other words, once we beat you down and you understand that your job is to shut your mouth, then we're good to go. So they want this fear. Children were killed in this attack. Do you think the Muslims care? Oh, there'll be people coming out. We condemn this. This is not good. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. If you condemned it, it would stop happening. What I can also tell you is I'm so glad Donald Trump is president during this time. So he can say to the Brits, we're with you. And when you guys get serious about terror, we'll be with you for the long haul. I hope Trump goes over and tells them, you either get this problem fixed or we'll fix it for you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. We're talking about the bombing that occurred in Manchester, England, and at the Ariana Grande concert. And, I get upset because I feel for the people who die in these incidents, because it's completely callous. There's no reason for these people to die. They're out having a good time. Who thinks they're going to die at a concert? The people in Paris, 130 people perished under Muslims because of the laws of Paris. It said, number one, you cannot have guns. Somebody forgot to tell the Muslims. And they would have become so conditioned to not protect themselves. It was like shooting fish in a barrel. It's exactly what it was. And these people had not a care in the world about who they killed. I guarantee you this suicide bomber hadn't a care in the world. He didn't care if it was women, children, black, white. That doesn't matter. That's how terror behaves. And the left just completely, they ignore it.
It's anecdotal. Let me tell you, how anecdotal is it? If it's so anecdotal, how do you feel right now about the next concert your child decides? Hey, I want to go see Bruno Mars. How are you going to feel about that? You probably want to see him. I mean, you're going to relegate yourself to the folk. what's her name? Who sings Far Away? I can see her face, but pianist, folk singer. Janis Joplin. Maybe you'll limit yourself to concerts like that where, you know, you're like, okay, we could spot the Muslims pretty easily. The crowd's not too big, you know. But would you, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe? I don't even feel safe going to like a cafe in London or a cafe in Paris or whatever. I don't. I look around. You guys will think I'm kidding because you'll say, Kevin, you're paranoid. I watch everything these days. Y'all think I'm kidding. I watch everything. I look at the crowd at the movie theater. I look for the exits. I'm not even being... You can call me paranoid. I don't care. My producer's like, you're paranoid. I'm paranoid. Whatever. It's like, you know, I see a group of black kids, you know, that I can't tell that if they're strapped because they got on, you know, checkered blue this, bandanas and hats and sunglasses or hoodies. And you think I'm just going to... Yeah, call. You won't be calling me a victim. Because I'm telling you right now, I got hand on gat. That means I got my hand on my piece. And I'm not talking about the baby maker. I'm talking about the widow maker, okay? I'm talking about that. Because I'm not going to be your victim. But we're now at a point where you can't... There's no possible way you tell me you feel safe. You approach the world differently than you did before. Than you did a decade before. Than you did 2 years before. Ask yourself, what are your children going to inherit? Will concerts be on Skype? Because I personally, when I get into a crowd, I don't even ball games. I'm like, I don't know that I want to go. I know they do the search. You know, they check you to see if you check purses. And they make you feel like, oh, you're so safe in here. Whatever. Like concession people aren't going to help smuggle some, you know, rogue jihadi in for $50,000. Don't try to convince me I'm safe at any of these events. Homeland Security can give you that big protective layer where you go, okay, we're trying to keep these people out. Don't you ever feel safe, not in today's world. Hate to give you the bad news, folks. Don't you ever feel safe. They said authorities are still investigating this. They've identified what they believe to be the suicide bomber. Because they're, you know, based on the epicenter of the explosion and the body parts and stuff, they feel like they got him. Yeah, I love how they report this stuff. CNN says identified as probable suicide bomber. You know, sources say. Okay, so what if it was? Is he it? We're going to tie him back to India. Let me tell you what we can tie him back to. We can tie him back to the mosque that you have in Manchester. You can tie him back to that. You can tie him back to the religion of Islam. And you already know. Britain already knows. Let me tell you why they know. In the streets of Britain, Muslims will get on the ground during holy time and they will disrupt traffic. You cannot get through. Same in every country they are. That's them defying your laws. That's them saying, we don't have to pay attention. The minute that happens, you should start exporting people out of the country. If you think you're going to disrupt traffic over your religion, you're out of your mind. You're out of here. See, that's how it starts. I told you guys, the first bombing on behalf of Islam was in 2005 in Britain. That was when the Muslims felt like, we now have control. Do you know the mayor of London is Muslim? I don't know if you guys are aware of this. What's he going to say? Oh, it happened in Manchester. The mayor of London is Muslim. The Muslims are running the largest, city in the country. And, you don't see the writing on the wall here? I got nothing against Muslims. I'll tell you right now, I have nothing against them. Other than the fact that they worship in a religion, Islam, that wants to kill us, and they don't want to admit that. The moderate Muslims, whatever you want to call them, the minute the jihadis say this is the way it's going to be, they're going to say, hey, we already do this religion. As much as I'd like to help you Christians, they're not going to bother me, which is a lie. It's a lie. That's what's so sad. These people know what's going to happen. 60 million, there's 61 million people on the run from countries around the world. Most of them, I'm talking overwhelmingly, are the moderate Muslims running from the radical Muslims. And they still do nothing. You think these people would be narking on the ISIS? My cousin is a member of ISIS. Let me tell you something. If there were radical blacks that were doing stuff, and members of my family, I would not only would I narc on them, I would go get them. I would help people find them. We would get rid of them. It would be to the point where you would say, I can no longer talk to family members about my radicalism because they're the ones getting me. That's how it would be. You think that's what's going on right now? Look, all I'm telling you is Britain's got a problem. A freelance writer talked about this tragedy that happened in Manchester. He got blasted. He's a CBS freelance writer. And look, we do the same thing. We look for comedy in this stuff. You look for a way to laugh it off because this is serious stuff. The long-range implications of this, I already said it, but they're far-reaching. Next time you go to Britain, you're thinking about it. Next time you go to a concert, you're thinking about it. Next time you're in an outing, you're thinking about it. That's what terror does. It changes the way your mind interprets. So this explosion happens in Manchester. And this freelance writer for CBS said he tweeted this. The last time I listened to an Ariana Grande concert, I almost died too. I get it. I get the humor of that. It was, to be honest, when they said it was an Ariana Grande concert and these people had bombed, my first comedic thought was, well, hey, you know, who wants to listen to that chick, right? But I get it because it's a tragedy. And our first thought should be the humanity of it all, which it is. That, you know, you should be concerned about the people who die. Who lost children? Children died in this. And I'm not trying to do like the left. Oh, kids died. People died. You know, we have an affinity towards kids because I happen to have one little one and three men. But, you know, whoever lost their kids at this, I mean, look at the lives that are changed forever. It was like Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. I don't know any of the people who were killed by this Islamic nutcase. But I feel for the families of these people who died. I don't care that they're gay. I feel for the people who are impacted by their deaths. The friends and family. But anyway, this guy, David Leavitt, he said this. And then he continued. He said this, honestly, for over a year, I thought Ariana Grande was something you ordered at Starbucks. Again, boom, boom. I get it. But boy, he got lambasted. I mean, he got beat up on Twitter, especially by the Brits. You know, you're not being sensitive. You lose this, that, and the other. No, he's probably laughing to keep from crying. Look, how many times does this have to happen before we do something about it? Maybe he's bringing attention to the concept that we better learn to laugh at it because you're not doing anything about it. Whether it's San Bernardino, whether it's Pulse Nightclub, whether it's the Paris attacks or Charlie Hebdo or this British attack or the attacks in Belgium or the attacks in Germany. This is our new normal, folks. Better start laughing.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.